Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We'll begin Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph right at the bottom. So we have the Tana de Meir Shmuel that said that the Torah talks about Beged. In several places it mentions Beged without specifying what type of garment. And we found that it says in a certain place it says that the Beged is Semer Upishtim, that it defines it as wool and linen. So previously we were learning the Tana Beir Shmuel, who said, well, we find that the Torah specifies Semru Pishtim, that indicates that all Begadim are Semru Pishtim, have to be made out of wool and linen. It's talking Gabe the Din of Tumah. That just like we find that by Negoim, by Tzaras, by leprosy, the Torah says Semru Pishtim. So it's only susceptible to Tumah, a Beged of Semru Pishtim. That's where it's susceptible to Tumah. So too, by other sources of Tumah, for instance, by Tumah Sheretz, and if it comes into contact with a Beged, it's Metame, it makes it Tome. The Beged that we're talking about is a Beged of Semru Pishtim. And then we had some difficulties because it seemed to be not like another Tana de Beir Shmuel that seemed to learn differently. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, he says, no, the interpretation of the first Tana de Beir Shmuel that we had on Chav Dav Chav Vav in the base is not referring to Tumah at all. It's not referring to Tumah, and therefore there is no steer between that and the Tana de Beir Shmuel that we have on Dav Chav Zayin and Aleph. Because he says what it's referring to in the first Tana de Beir Shmuel is Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Av Kol, when it says, in the Lashon is that we find Hol v'nemar begadim Torah stam upart l'cha kosabecham semra pishtim mal halan semra pishtim av kol semra pishtim. He says that the reference over there of Nachman Yisrael says the reference is not legabe tuma av kol la'asui yitzitzis. It's coming to teach you the beged that the Torah is machayev for tzitzis, that what type of a beged, what type of a garment has a requirement for tzitzis? Do you have to place tzitzis on it? It's a beged of tzemer, of pishtim, wool, or linen. Right, the Gemara, tzitzis. So what do you mean tzitzis? Behedjik siv, the Torah says beferish, says alay silba shatnes, tzemer, pishtim. So the Torah, the smicha, is right next to the parash of tzitzis. It says the Torah brings the iser of shatnes, tzemer, pishtim. You can't wear a beged that has a combination of tzemer, pishtim. Uksiv, gedilam tasalo. And it says that right next to that, it says you have a chiyuv of tzitzis. So you have a smichas of parshas, and that itself should be enough to teach you that the requirement for tzitzis is davka beged of tzemer pishtim. So why do you have to learn it out? Why does he say you're learning out from the goyim? You have a tzitzis, it says in the parsha of tzitzis itself, it says it's written right next to shatnez, which is tzemer pishtim. It says Loi Silba Shatnes, and it says Gedilim Tasas. So Sal Gemara says no. Sal Kedaita Chamina, I might have thought to interpret it not in this manner. I might have thought to interpret it not to say that the beged that's chayiv and tzitzis is semer pishtim. I might think to interpret it the way Rav is interpreting, and that's why the Tana Beir Shmuel is saying don't interpret it that way. Interpret it to mean that the beged that's chayiv and tzitzis is dafka semer pishtim. What does Rava say? The Rava Rami. Rava asks what seems to be a contradiction. Ksiv hakanaf min kon. It says that you put on the corner of your garment tzitzis. Now the Torah already says al kanfei bigdeim, that you put tzitzis on the corner of your garment. So then why does it have to say v'noso ala tzitzis kanaf psil tchelv, that tzitzis on your corner? We already know that tzitzis has to be on the corner. So therefore, what that implies, Dr. Rava, is that the tzitzis has to be made from the same material as the garment, as the corner of the garment. The reason why the Torah reiterates the konof, the corner, that seems to teach you that the tzitzis have to be made out of the same material as the corner. But as we said before, we have the smichas of the parshas that it says loisil b'shat semru pishtim, it says gedilim tasal, which seems to indicate that the tzitzis, the gedilim, the tzitzis, are made out of semru pishtim, meaning that no matter what the garment is made out of, you can use the tzitzis of semru pishtim. So haketzad. So how do we resolve this? Tzemru pishtim paichim bein b'minim bein shaloi b'minim. If the tzitzis are made out of wool and linen, it doesn't matter what the garment is made out of. It patters it regardless. Shar minim b'minim paichim shaloi b'minim ein paichim. But if the tzitzis are made out of other materials, for instance, silk, if the garment is made out of silk, tzitzis of silk will patter it. But you can't use tzitzis of silk for a garment, let's say, of wool or linen. So that's how Rava resolves it. And therefore, he uses the smichas of the parshias of Shatnez to tzitzis not to teach us, not to tell me that only a garment made out of wool and linen is chayv tzitzis. No, Rava says other garments are also chayv tzitzis, not only wool or linen. So what does it say, the smichas, v'sil b'shat serim pishin g'dilim ta'asaloch? It's telling you that if the gedilim, if the tzitzis are made out of wool or linen, it patters any type of garment. But other types of garments made out of other materials are also chayv in tzitzis. If you have a garment made out of, let's say, silk, then semru pishtim will patter. And certainly a garment made out of wool or linen, then tzitzis out of wool and will patter it. But if you have a baggage made out of wool or linen, tzitzis of silk will not patter it. It will only patra a garment made out of silk. So, Salta Daitel Kidarova, you might have thought that the smichas of the parashas of Tzemru Pishtim with tzitzis is teaching you like Rava, Kamash Milan. That's why the Tana of Bereshit is saying no. And we learned the side of Negoim that the only chiyuv of a garment to have put on tzitzis is only if the baget is made out of Tzemru Pishtim. Only a baget of Tzemru Pishtim is chayv tzitzis. According to this Tana Mishal, Maishna Linyan Tuma, the Mar Bishar Begodim, Dechsiv Oy Beged. Now, the Tana of Beir Shmuel, the second Tana of Beir Shmuel, says that even other types of garments, there is a Tuma. There is Tumas Sheretz by other types of garments. He learns it from a Riboy of Oy Beged. Why don't we say by tzitzis that we should include other types of garments also because we also have a Riboy of Asher Techasebo? The more answers, Ahu, La Suya, Ksusuma. This Riboy, yes, we do have a Riboy by tzitzis. That's correct. But the riboy we have by tzitzis is not to include other types of begodim. The riboy is to include a other type of people. That even a suma, even a blind person, he also has a chiyuv of tzitzis. It's a lasui ksu suma, the garment of a suma. Ahu lasui ksu suma da'asa, the sanya risa moisa. Now, why would I think differently? Because the pasuk says by tzitzis that you see it. So it says Risimo is a prat l'ksus laila. That excludes a ksus laila. In a ksus laila, there is no chiyuv of tzitzis. A garment that's used for the nighttime, there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. So that's what we learn out from Asher Risimo is that you see it at nighttime, and when it's dark, you don't see. So it excludes a ksus laila. What is a ksus laila? It's a different opinion amongst the Rishonim. It doesn't mean any garment that's worn at night. Or does it mean a garment that's specifically used for the nighttime, pajamas? Or does it mean either or? That's a means both of those cases. That's machlekes in the Rishonim. Al kol ponim, we see that a re'is moiso excludes exus laila. Ataymir prad l'exus laila. So, frankly, the Gemara, maybe you're telling me that it excludes exus laila. Perhaps we should be say oy enu ela prad l'exus suma. Maybe it should exclude the garment of a suma, of a person who can't see. Keshu oimer asher techasebo. No, we have a riboy, like we just mentioned, asher, whatever you cover yourself, it broadens it. It's anything that you is being covered is using for a covering. Arexu suma omer. So from that riboy, we include exu suma. Amani mekame risumoisoi. So what do I do with the Re'isimoisoi, the exclusion of Re'isimoisoi, Pratlexus Lila. That excludes Exus Lila. It excludes the garment of the night. Umar Rais, Rabbis, Suma Lais Exus Lila. Well, we have a Ribui and we have a Miut. we have a ribay shetachas. It's broad. It includes other things. Now we have a miut that says a reason. You have to see it. So why should I choose between the two and include ksus suma and exclude ksus laila? Why should I say that? Why don't I say it just for care? Do they say the opposite? More answers. Mar ben ksus suma. I include ksus of a suma sheyesh nabriyeh tzolacher, because even though the suma can't see it, but other people could. So it is more, it is included in the Re'isa Moisoi. It has an inclusion, in the Re'isa Moisoi, because it is seen, not by the Summa, but it can be seen by others. But I exclude Ksus Laila, that in the darkness, nobody can see it. So therefore, the Re'isa Moisoi, it is the Ksus Summa fits in more into the Re'isa Moisoi rather than Ksus Laila. For the Gemara, Ve'emil Rabbi Shar Begodim. Well, still, how do I know to include a Ksus Summa? Why don't I just say that it doesn't include a Summa? Because Summa also doesn't fit in into the Re'isa Moisoi perfectly. And maybe I should say that rather what it means to say is to include other begodim, other types of garments, aside from Semru Pishtim. But besides Semru Pishtim, maybe it includes other garments, other materials, but only if it's used in the daytime and not Ksusuma. So why do I include Ksusuma and not include other begodim? Perhaps I should include other begodim and exclude Ksusuma. More answers, Mistab, Rekoy, Betsemru Pishtim, Mar Betsemru Pishtim. Now, we have this smichas of the parashas that says, Semru Pishtim, Dilim Tasoch. And therefore, the Torah is Marba for Tzitzis, a Begin Meir of Semru Pishtim. So it's more Mistab to say that when we have Asher Techasa, but we have a Reboy, we're including something, we're dealing with Semru Pishtim, we're dealing with a Begin of Semru Pishtim, include other things of Semru Pishtim, meaning include a beged of a Summa by Semru Pishtim. But according to Semru Pishtim, Mar B'Shar B'Godim, but why should I say that what we're discussing, a beged of Semru Pishtim, the Torah says, Lo'isil B'Shat the Semru Pishtim, G'dilim Ta'asala, we're talking about a beged of Semru Pishtim, why should we say that the Torah is now including other types of begodim? So it's more mistabber to say that so we have the Smichas of Parshas that says Semru Pishtim Gedilim Tasaloch. The Tana Beirishmol says the beged that's chayv and tzitzis, it's dafka beged of Semru Pishtim. It says Re'isa Moisoi, therefore that excludes Ksus Laila, and the garment that's used at night. It says Asher Techasa, which is a reboy, where Marbe Ksus Suma. Omar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'Simchas, Omar Dvarecha. Abai said that Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Simchas are the same sheet. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which we learned earlier, and this is how we began the sugya, he said, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. Anything that comes from a plant doesn't have the din of tuma, of shalosh al shalosh. U'misach ha'boy, and can use it for schach, chut min pishner, except for flax. So the criteria by schach for sukkah is it has to be gedulei karka, it has to grow from the ground, and it cannot be mekabel tumah, it can't be susceptible to tumah. So Shimon Lozer says a yetz min eitz, something comes from a plant, so it has the both criteria, it fulfills both of them, it's gedulei karka, and it's not mekabel tumah. It's not a beged, it's not processed, it's a raw material, it's not mekabel tumah. You could use it for schach, except pishtan, except flax, because flax is mekabel tumah by negoyim, it cannot be used for schach. So Abai says that sheet of sumchus is of the same opinion. So Amar Abai, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Sumchus, Amar Domarech, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Ahal Domar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that's what we just said. Sumchus, where do we see that sumchus says the sign sumchus aimer, sicha betevi psul, vipnei shimetam negoyim. He says, if you're mesacha with spun threads of flax, it's possible because it's metama ben agoyim. Because it's metama ben agoyim. So therefore you see that even though it's not a baguette, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that kol ha'yotze min ha'etz is mesacha by chutz mi pishtan. He didn't say chutz mi baguette pishtan. He said, he didn't say, even if it's a baguette, a garment is mekabel tumah, certainly. But he said, chutz mi pishtan, which means even the threads. Even the threads of Pishnah are mekabel tuma. You can't use it for schach. Simcha says the same thing. Sichah betevi, spun threads, that also is mekabel tuma. It's mekabel tumas negoim. Therefore, you cannot use it for schach. Kiman, who is this following? Ki haitan, it follows the following opinion. This nash si ve'er metam negoim miyad divra amir. Ramer says if you have spun threads of wool, the shsi or erev is just spun threads, whether it's the shsi or the erev, the warp of the woof, it's metam b'negoyim, miyad. Even though it hasn't been whitened, it hasn't been bleached, it's metam miyad. Rabbi Yehuda, Ramer, no, ashsi mishi yishla ve'erev miyad. He said by the wool in his dafka that the shim yishla, when you take it out of the pot, they used to bleach it, whiten it in the pot, it's only at that later stage. The Arab miyad, he says, when you spin the wools for the Arab, the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out that the Arab is less visible than the shi, so the shi has to be only considered nigmar, only considered finished the processing once it's bleached, so therefore it needs that further stage, but Arab miyad. Now here's the point we're coming to, that unim shel pishten, the bundles of flax, mishi yislavnu, when it's bleached, then you have to, then already it's mekabel miyad. Now as Rashi points out, that the bundles, and doesn't mean to exclude that threads and bundles, really, they're both mekabel tuma, and from pishten, they're both mekabel tuma. The threads, then we say that the threads are mekabel tuma even if it's not bleached. Telling you that threads that are the thread sichcha betevi is psula b'nei metam negoim. As soon as it's spun into threads, it's mekabel tuma negoim. Simcha says that means to say even if it's not whitened. Now it doesn't mean to say the Simchas didn't mean to say that it's only if it's spun. It means to say even the bundles are also mekabel tuma. But the bundles are white, and when it's white, and so it follows this time over here. Rav Yehuda says, "Unim shel pishn, the mishi yislavnu." He says, "Unim shel pishn, mishi yislavnu." They're mekabel tuma, and therefore we see that this shita of sumchas, that even the bundles of pishn are mekabel tuma, the spun threads of the pishn are mekabel tuma, even though it's not a beged and it cannot be used for schach.